Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, Shasta County. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host today. I'm filling in for Carl and Linda. And you're listening to Free Fire Radio, 1460 KCNR, community radio. Today is February 8th, 2013. I'm here in the studio with Bad Bob.
And good morning. We'll have weather for you in just a minute, as well as a Wall Street update from Wells Fargo Advisor. So carry on, sir, and good morning to you.
Very good, very good. And I'll start out with a quote today. It is said that power corrupts, but actually it's more true that power actually power attracts the corruptible. The sane are usually attracted by other things than power. I think that's pretty appropriate. We have so many things to talk about right now. I can't even begin to figure out where to start. There's just too many things in the news these days to talk about, because it seems that it's just one thing or another, whether it's the economy, whether it's the president, the Republicans, the Democrats, the stock market, you name it. There's just so many things to talk about. It's not even funny anymore. In fact, it's getting less funny as we go along by the day. Unbelievable. What do you got, Bob?
Well, every Monday through Friday, of course, at this time, and as well as 8:10 and 9:05, we check in, find out what's happening out there in the financial world, something you're always very interested in hearing about.
Absolutely.
And in order to do that, we check in with Wells Fargo Advisors. Susan Eastman has the Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Bob and Mark. Major averages are in positive territory this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 62 points at 14,006. The S&P 500 is positive 7 points at 1,516. The NASDAQ Composite is up 27 points at 3,193. Active stocks this morning, Ford trading positive up 3 cents at 1,310. Pfizer positive a penny at 26.96. Coca-Cola down 8 cents, trading at 38.83 per share. Over to local stocks of interest, Pacific Gas and Electric trading down a nickel at 42.70, PepsiCo positive a penny at 72.83, AT&T up 19 cents at 35.46. Treasuries are higher along the curve, with the 10-year Treasury note priced to yield 1.94%. For commodities, gold is down $4 an ounce at $1,667, silver down a penny at 31, crude oil positive 60 cents, trading at $96 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Susan. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday mornings, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR. Brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Redding. Give them a call at 243-7561.
Very good, very good. Just kind of talking about the market a little bit. You know, it's funny that people think that the market being way up is an indicator of economic stability and recovery and strength. And, you know, if you think about that, Zimbabwe's market was off the charts, way up, as they sunk into an inflationary spiral. So there's indicators, and then there's indicators, and you can't just go by the stock market. You have to go by underlying jobs reports, things that are, you know, a lot of these things are being skewed by the government reporting of the numbers. And I'll give you an example, which is kind of interesting. I was listening to I was reading the other day, not listening, and the CBO, we always talk about the numbers are in favor of what the Republicans want. you know, they reference the CBO, and if the numbers are in favor of the Democrats want, they reference the CBO, and they say they're impartial and so forth, and they calculate the everything based on, you know, these projections based on the numbers that they're given. But just so you understand how bad this is, and, you know, why would we depend on that? That's the Congressional Budget Office, by the way, for the people who don't understand that or don't know what that acronym stands for. They projected in 2004 that we would have zero debt by 2008.
Good luck with that.
So I guess there's a margin of error.
Small.
Small one. So, you know what, 16, because we were in, what, we're like $8 trillion, $4 trillion back then. So they were only off by $20 trillion. we're going to go to a break with that, and we'll be seeing you on the other side.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio with guest host Mark Kent on KCNR 1460 AM.
We love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care. Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown. And Dustin says, "I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price. No pressure, and financing was a breeze. Nice experience and very cool place." Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
We're Going Places is an auction dinner event by the University Preparatory School Educational Foundation, raising funds to place an iPad in every classroom by the start of the next school year. UPrep, with an academic performance index of 910, is reaching higher and wants to partner with the community to maximize the learning potential of every student. Go to myuprep.com to purchase tickets, sponsor tables, and make direct donations, or call 242-0424.
Mayco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Mayco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Mayco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Mayco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And taking a quick look at our KCNR 1460 weather. Weather Service was responding a bit slowly. Peak showers, bright sunshine by the afternoon, a high of 58. Mostly clear tonight, low of 33, sunny skies tomorrow, high near 60, and currently 35 degrees and fog in Reading. This report is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, up there on the way to Shingletown on Inwood Drive. Great place. You haven't checked them out, do so. Anselmo Vineyards. Now back to our guest host, Mark Kent.
Very good, very good. I wasn't sure whether I wasn't sure whether I wanted to play the drums or dance with that stuff, Bob.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. There you go. One of the first stories I'm going to cover this morning is from The Hill, and that would be thehill.com, and this is the congressional blog where lawmakers come to blog. And the story here is Karl Rove, the Biggest Loser, and this is by Jenny Beth Martin, the national coordinator for the Tea Party, which is very interesting. While Barack Obama is busy shredding the Constitution in Washington, D.C., insider Karl Rove is busy trying to destroy what is left of the Republican Party. By launching a multi-million dollar super PAC to usurp representative democracy, disenfranchise American voters, and concentrate even more power in Washington, D.C., Rove and his professional consultant class think that only Washington, D.C. insiders like them, not the American people, should get to decide who runs for office. That is why he's launched his Conservative Victory Project, a super PAC whose mandate is to wrestle local decision-making power away from the American people so that only Washington, D.C. insiders can handpick our candidates against our will again. What happened the last time Washington, D.C. Insiders handpicked our candidate? We got Mitt Romney, a man who struggled day after day to articulate a conservative position on the economy. The consultant class told us was the area of his expertise, the result of their brilliant campaign, 4 more years of Barack Obama. So how's that working? Let's see. What's interesting about this is we got the Tea Party now fighting with the Republican establishment because we're starting to discover that they're really not for the grassroots American people. They're for the insiders, and I've been saying this all along, and it's just a game that's being played between the Republicans and the Democrats. They got to make us look like they're, you know, on opposite sides of the field when they're actually on the same side of the field, and we're on the opposite side of the field. What happens, this is what happens when the consultant class decides what's best for American citizens. They listen to focus groups instead of our founding fathers. They value polling over principle. They choose mushy establishment candidates over strong principled conservatives. The results speak for themselves. Barack Obama is still president. Harry Reid is still the Senate majority leader. And Speaker John Boehner is still, carving in, his, Democratic opponents, or caving in to his Democratic opponents, at almost every chance he gets. It's laughable that Rove is now calling his new command and control group Conservative Victory Project. Isn't that interesting? You know, it's just anything to jump to the front of the parade instead of start one. What they want to do is they want to control, and they don't really care about the conservatives, in my opinion. First, it's not a conservative project. It is a project designed to shut out real conservatives and to protect establishment Republicans who are handpicked by a small cabal of Washington, D.C. know-it-alls over the objections of the American people. This was very evident at the last Republican convention when they didn't allow Ron Paul to speak and they disenfranchised all of his delegates. And if that would have been Ronald Reagan, he wouldn't have got to the platform either, which is very interesting. Second, it takes even more nerve for Karl Rove to launch anything with the word victory in it when he just lost a winnable election to Barack Obama. Karl Rove ran the biggest political action committee in political history in the 2012 campaign and lost big. The left, which humiliated Rove, who seemingly only strategy was to run ads and spend money, called him a laughingstock and correctly noted that the election 2012 made Rove, even more than the Republican ticket, a bigger the biggest loser. And why would anybody want to, pick a loser? This is a power-grabbing scheme that is assault on federalism. It is assault on states' rights. It's a war on conservative principles and local representative democracy. And it loses elections. Now, I find this very interesting coming from the Tea Party because they've discovered that the enemy is not necessarily the left, but the so-called right as well. And what they're doing is they're keeping anybody who has conservative values and talks about the Constitution out of the mix. Now, isn't that interesting that, we're finding this out now and after the election? Aside from losing the 2012 presidential election and handing our country to Barack Obama for 4 more years, here's what happened when Washington, D.C. consultants forced their handpicked Senate candidates on the American people. We lost Josh Mandel, Ohio, Tommy Thompson, Wisconsin, Connie Mack, Florida, Denny Rayburg, Montana, Rick Berg, North Dakota, George Allen, Virginia, Linda McMahon, Connecticut, Charlie Summers, Maine, Pete Hoekstra, Michigan, Joe Krillos, New Jersey, Scott Brown, Massachusetts. When Scott Brown was a Tea Party candidate, he won. With Karl Rove in his corner, he lost. After a track record like that, it's surprising it wasn't renamed as the Donors of the American Double Cross. No, note the name change that will not have the baggage that the American Crossroads abysmal record. After Rove became the 2012's Biggest Loser, Donald Trump tweeted it best: "Congrats to Karl Rove on blowing $4 million this cycle. Every race ran ads in the Republic, and the Republicans lost. What a waste of money! Now the Washington D.C. consultants class wants to waste even more money, more than their donors' money. They want to, waste even more of their donors' money. They want to lay waste to the rights of the American citizens to choose their own representatives. Let's hope that Karl Rove's 2013 war on democracy is a big loser, as he was in 2012. Now that's from the co-founder of the Tea Party. You know, this idea that the Tea Party is funded by the Republican Party, this should dispel those myths. What's happened is that they've discovered that the Republican Party has been trying to co-opt the Tea Party from its inceptions, just as the Democrats have tried to co-opt the Occupy movement as well. So it's interesting that as long as we keep fighting amongst ourselves, nobody wins. How we doing over there, Bob? Yeah, I think we need to go to a break, and we'll come back with some more info. This is Mark Kent, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center, or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors, Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
724 on KCNR 1460 AM. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Air conditioning tune-ups from Alliance make a lot of sense. They'll extend the life of your home comfort system. They do it right and stand by it. The customer will see the value. They did my heating and air system. They should do yours as well. Give them a call, 221-2642, or you can email them at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air.
We're back. Let's see. What else have we got here? There's so much to talk about. It's just unbelievable. I think I'll go into, I have a story here, and this is, this regards to gun control. And, this is a little bit of history. This was posted on Facebook by my son, and I really liked what he had to say about it. He didn't write it, but the fact that he gets it really means a lot to me. And so, you know, this goes on to a little bit of history to think about. December 29th, 2012 marks the 122nd anniversary of the murder of 297 Sioux Indians at Wounded Knee in the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. These 297 people in their winter camp were murdered by federal agents and members of the 7th Cavalry who had come to confiscate their firearms for their safety and protection. The slaughter began after the majority of the Sioux had peacefully turned in their firearms. The cavalry began shooting and managed to wipe out the entire camp. 200 of the 297 victims were women and children. About 40 members of the 7th Cavalry were killed, but over half of them were victims of fracticide from the Hotchkiss guns of their overzealous comrades in arms. 20 members of the 7th Cavalry Death Squad were deemed national heroes and were awarded a Medal of Honor for their act of cowardice, heroism, and cowardice in quotes. We hear very little of Wounded Knee today. It is usually not mentioned in our history books or our schools. What little does exist about Wounded Knee is normally sanitized official government explanation, and there are several historical inaccuracies depicting the events leading up to the massacre, which appear to be in movie scripts and so forth. Wounded Knee was among the first federally backed gun confiscation attempts in the United States history. It ended in the senseless murder of 297 people. Now, to go on, before you jump on the emotionally charged bandwagon of gun control, take for a moment to reflect on the real purpose of the Second Amendment, the right of the people to take up arms in defense of themselves, their family, and their property in the face of invading armies or an oppressive government. The argument that the Second Amendment only applies to hunting and target shooting is asinine. When the United States Constitution was drafted, hunting was an everyday chore carried out by men and women to put meat on the table each night, and target shooting was an unheard-of concept. Musket balls were a precious commodity, and they were certainly not wasted on target shooting. The Second Amendment was written by people who fled oppression and tyrannical regimes in Europe, and it refers to the right of the American citizen to be armed for defense purposes such as tyranny that should tyranny arise in the United States. Do we got to do something, Bob, or how are we doing on time there?
We are about 2 minutes away, just FYI.
Okay, so let me finish this out, and then we'll go to a break. Before any American citizen blindly accepts new firearms legislation that is about to be doled out, they should stop and think about something just for 1 minute. Evil does exist in our world. It always has and always will. Throughout history, evil people have committed evil acts. In the Bible, one of the first stories is of Cain killing Abel. We can legislate evil into extinction. You cannot legislate evil into extinction. Good people will abide by the law, and the criminal element will always find a way around it. Evil exists all around us, whether we like it or not. But looking back at the historical record of the past 200 years across the globe, where is evil and malevolence most often found? In the hands of those with power, the governments. The greatest human tragedies on record and the largest loss of innocent human life can be attributed to governments. Who do the governments always target? Scapegoats and enemies within their own borders, but only after they have been disarmed to the point where they no longer are a threat. Ask any Native American, and they will tell you it was an inferior technology and lack of arms that contributed to their demise. Ask any Armenian why it was so easy for the Turks to exterminate millions of them, and they will answer that they were disarmed before it happened. Ask any Jew what Hitler's first step prior to mass murder in the Holocaust was, confiscation of firearms of the people. Wounded Knee is a prime example of why the Second Amendment exists, and why we should vehemently resist any attempts to infringe on our rights to bear arms. Without the Second Amendment, we will be totally stripped of any ability to defend ourselves and our families. That's what the Second Amendment is about. And that's what they don't want to talk about when they're trying to pass legislation, because it makes everybody vulnerable to their own government. With that, I think we need to go to a break.
All right, you're listening to KCNR 1460 AM Fox Business Report at the bottom of the hour. Then back with more Free Fire Radio with guest host Mark Kent on KCNR.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are rising on the last trading day of the week as traders cheer strong trade reports in both China and here in the U.S. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 70 points. Meanwhile, the Postal Service is reporting a $1.3 billion loss during the first quarter. That's down from the more than $3 billion in losses the agency incurred during the same time last year. Earlier this week, the USPS announced plans to end Saturday delivery in August in an effort to save $2 billion annually and help ease its financial losses. And as two storm systems get set to converge across the Northeast today and threaten whiteout conditions, airlines are canceling more than 3,300 flights at more than 60 airports across the country for today and tomorrow. Amtrak has canceled many trips in the Northeast Corridor. Northbound service from New York stops at 1 p.m. Eastern. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Is poker your passion? River's Edge Poker Room inside Wind River Casino is your Valentine's Day hotspot for a fun, exciting, and lucky Valentine's Day. Grab a mate and play your cards right in our Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament, February 14th at 6 p.m. Your $45 per couple buy-in will get you $4,000 in chips. Get lucky with the Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament on February 14th at 6 p.m. For details, call 1-800-YOU-WIN, log on to WindRiver.com, check out the River's Edge on Facebook.
Treat your sweetheart to a special Valentine's where you both get lucky. Make your date night reservations at Element's Restaurant inside Wind River Casino for our Valentine's dinner special. Charbroiled filet mignon and lobster tail, baked potato and seasoned vegetables, house salad and chocolate dipped Grand Marnier strawberries with a glass of champagne for only $50 a couple. After dinner, play your favorite slot machine with $10 free slot play on us. Call 1-800-YOU-WIN or log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission, over the past 5 years, has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partida. This is the Good News. And this is our mission.
For more info, go to gnrm.org.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio on AM 1460 KCNR brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley take real good care of you up there with the largest walk-in humidor in town, and also Espresso Joe's. They'll serve up some great espresso drinks for mornings like this morning where it's a little bit on the frosty side. We'll tell you more about that in just a minute. But right now, we're going to toss it right over to our guest host, Mark Kent.
We're back, 1460 KCNR. This is community radio for the North State, and we're just talking all things. There's so many things to talk about. You know, this is great when I get 2 hours to talk, because usually on my show on Saturday mornings we get an hour and it's almost like a speed race to the finish to try to get everything in. This is kind of nice where I can kick back a little bit and sort of pick and choose the things that I want to talk about. So one of the things I want to talk about is Obama gets notice of, you know, this, me being Mark Kent, we got to have something on the Bertha Report here, because it just wouldn't be it just wouldn't be me if we didn't. Now, I just find it very interesting that Obama gets notice of default in California court over forgery allegations. Now, you can look this up. This is on the Examiner, www.examiner.com, and it's that's the head of the heading of the article. Our Obama gets notice of default in California court over forgery allegations. And this is another lawsuit brought to bear by Dr. Orly Taze, Esquire, from down in Southern California, Rancho Santa Margarita. And this is the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of the United States. And the docket number, the case number, in case you want to look this up, is 12-CV-2907. And it seems that right at the first of the month, a district court in California issued a notice of default on Barack Hussein Obama for the president's lack of response to the plaintiff's birther allegations. The U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California ruled that Barack Obama had until, I think this is a misprint on the date, to respond to the allegations that he had submitted fake IDs for, well, I guess he had till January 25th, and then they, of 2013 to respond, and then he didn't respond, so they got a default judgment against him. So evidently there's some problems with his records. Gee, that's a shocker, isn't it? 2 weeks before the inaugural festivities in Washington, Chief Judge John Roberts, the Supreme Court Chief Justice, submitted Barack Obama's birther case for distribution in conference despite being rejected by the other justices. You just can't make this stuff up. California court records show that Dr. Taze submitted complaint on December 12th of 2012. She alleges that Obama has used several aliases, including Barry Satorio, Barry Sabarka, and Harrison J. Bonal, I don't know how you say it, Bonal or whatever, in order to conceal his eligibility to serve as president. Now, I always say where there's smoke, there's fire. You know, there's something going on here, obviously. We're not always sure what it is, but why does this never go away? Now you've got it in front of the Supreme Court. If anybody wants to look that up, I don't know whether they're going to hear the case or not, but that is the docket number. If you go to the Supreme Court of the website of the Supreme Court of the United States, is 12A606. Do a docket search on it. Comes up. And so I guess this just isn't news, right? We got a default judgment in California. You got a Supreme Court case that might be heard on this stuff. Chief Judge Roberts put it in front of everybody to see if they wanted to hear the case. And the media, the mainstream media, just forgot to report it, right? Now, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. That's funny, because you know something? I think the fact that it's even there is news. And, I guess if you don't want to have any, it kind of tells you, if the president doesn't want anybody to hear about this stuff, they just black it out, right? But aren't the, news, agency supposed to be reporting the news regardless and not deciding which is news and which is not? And I guess the fact that this made it to the Supreme Court is not news, right? So evidently, not only have we got, you know, people say, well, the birth certificate's all been decided. Really? And who decided that? We've got a sheriff in Arizona that has examined the birth certificate and is following up on a criminal investigation with that, saying it's forged, and numerous, I'm saying, I don't even know how many are saying it was forged. Name one person that is saying that has credentials to say that it's not forged, has said it's not forged, other than Snoop's or Fact Check or someplace that can be manipulated. So we've got a law enforcement agency saying it's forged and Snoop saying it's not. That's very interesting. And we have a social security number that is matching up to somebody else's name. And you know something? They don't reissue those. Got some guy from Italy from 1890. And I'm just giving you guys the stuff that's here. And this is all checkable. Now, I'm saying don't believe me. Check it out. But why is there such a blackout on the Supreme Court case, the Eastern default judgment in California, the Eastern what's the word I'm looking for here? Eastern district court. Thank you, Bob. I get so wound up over this, I can't even, I'm beside myself. It's just unbelievable. And then the Social Security number doesn't pass e-verify. You've got a forged selective service. I'm just saying. Anyway, how much time we got, Bob?
We can take a break any moment.
Okay, go ahead and go to a break, and we got plenty of time to cover a lot of this stuff. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Mark Kent at KCNR 1460.
Shoot him.
My wife is a hero. She protected her kids. She did what she was supposed to do as a responsible, prepared gun owner.
This is Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The time is now for safe, effective, NRA-certified firearms training. And if I can provide your firearms, ammunition, and the best training in the state, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at NorCalFI.com, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay. And we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Putting on the Ritz. Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare?
And KCNR time is 7:45. This portion of the program, Free Fire Radio, is brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by, visit Steve Roberts and the crew today. They are your Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Reading and surrounding areas. 555 Cypress Avenue. That's Crown Motors. Give them a call, 223-2177. Now, back to Mark Kent.
We're back. I just wanted to finish my thought. We got a caller on the line, but give me just a minute here. This whole Bertha thing is interesting because, you know, anybody who brings it up is automatically, gets addressed down by the media or anybody who, you know, on the left, they say, oh, you know, that's you're some kind of a half-wit or an idiot or whatever, but there's so much evidence here that's unbelievable, you know, that doesn't get into the mainstream. I mean, we got a forged birth certificate, passport records that have been come up missing, and in the Washington Times reported that John Brennan, his current nominee for the head of the Central Intelligence Agency, may have played a role in scrubbing the then candidate's passport records. They've been using what they call black hat methods, hacking Dr. Taze's emails. We've got further compounding the mystery, revelations that surfaced in the fall of 2012 that Obama's ring on his left finger precedes his marriage to Michelle Obama. And according to the research, the inscription on the ring reads, "There's no God but Allah," even though he says he's a devout Christian. And there's actually another photo in 1990 when he was in Harvard Law School showing him wearing the same ring. So I guess there's no God but Allah except when you're a Christian. I don't know. I'm just saying. So anyway, here's my theory, and then we'll get to Sally. What I think happened is when he moved to Indonesia, in Indonesia, to become a student, you have to become an Indonesian citizen. So I think he became an Indonesian citizen. And then when he came back to the United States, he didn't revoke that citizenship. And then he would now have his dual citizenship status, which makes you absolutely ineligible to be the president. And then he went to college. And how do you go from Occidental to Columbia to Harvard with bad grades and you hardly ever show up to class unless you're a foreign exchange student and you get a full ride? That's my theory. Anyway, Sally, are you on the line?
I am. Hey, Mark.
How you doing this morning?
I just wanted to add another little tidbit of information to the birther story. I was reading yesterday about a woman, up in Washington State named Linda Jordan.
Oh, yes.
Who worked for the E-Verify office up there.
Yep.
She took Obama's Social Security number and ran it through the system, and it came out showing that he wouldn't even be allowed in the country to pick tomatoes. Yes. And
just
so
a coincidence.
When he brought it forth through the courts, they slapped her with a $13,000 frivolous lawsuit.
Yeah, there's also an ex-Supreme Court judge that's now taken up her case up there to defend her because he sees the writing on the wall with this. And the Social Security number came from the tax records that Obama himself released a couple of years ago, and they pulled it right off his tax returns, and she ran it, and it wouldn't pass the mustard. So you can't even make this stuff up, and you don't get to reissue Social Security numbers. It's attached to some guy named Bowden or something like that, or not Hubble or whatever it is. But it's just unbelievable, this whole thing. And so she gets slapped with a fine just for bringing up the fact that his Social Security won't pass.
Sign Signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices and reliability and flexibility. They're a full service company. 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama County. Locally owned, family operated, safety trained, and service oriented. Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Their customers are warm friends.
Very good. We're back. If you want to look at a lot of this information, go to ObamaReleaseYourRecordsBlogspot.com and go to TheBirtherReport.com, and there's a mountain of evidence. And the question really begs the question, does it matter? Does it really matter that Obama, you know, his birth certificate is maybe forged? Does it really matter if he's a dual citizen? Does it really matter that, he's using a false Social Security number?
There are those who say, oh, no. It's all about the social justice thing and never mind all that legal stuff.
Yeah, because this guy's the greatest president in history, right?
He has a Nobel Peace Prize to prove it.
It's true, right? Was that before he attacked Libya or after?
Actually, he hadn't actually done anything yet.
Oh, it was after that he attacked. So, you know, the question is, does it matter? Does it matter to you that the Constitution says you have to be a natural born citizen? And if he's a dual citizen, he doesn't qualify, or his dad is not an American citizen, he doesn't qualify. Does that matter? Does it matter that his Social Security number is fraudulent? Does it matter that this guy might not be who he says he is? Does it matter that we can't even look at his college records? Just put the name Bush on all that. you guys out there, and tell me if that was Bush's Social Security number that came back fraudulent, or Bush was a dual citizen, or Bush's father was a foreign national, or Bush's Selective Service was forged. You put Bush on that and tell me if it matters to you now. Boy, where's the phone calls?
Well, it's you got them going. You got them rocking and rolling. Anyway, well, yeah, there goes one. We got about two. Let me get that.
Okay. Yeah, to me, it does matter. You know, it matters because there's something called the rule of law. And the rule of law is that we all have to have equal protection and equal justice. And if you're not going to pay attention to any, you know, a part of the Constitution, what gives you the thing? What makes you think that you have to pay attention to the rest of it? Go ahead, Bob. What
we got? Hey, we got Kay on the line. Kay, welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Hi.
Morning.
Hi. Oh, this topic is so, you know, after being a person who, when people came into the office with their suitcases full of documents, and they couldn't speak English, and their kids helped them out, and we put it all together and found out that they qualified. I have no for the president.
Listen, Kay, I you were on my program once a while ago on Sovereign Minds, and we lost your phone number. Can you give me, can you stay on the line with Bob and get the phone,
sure.
Get your phone number? Cause I've been trying to get a way to get a hold of you for about 2 or 3 months, cause I know you're an ex-immigration naturalization, employee.
Right.
Yeah, and you talked about the dual citizenship, which kind of, you know, filtered into my theories on some of this a while ago. And
well, technically, the United States doesn't have dual citizenship. It's just the fact that the State Department hasn't been enforcing it.
Ah. So, but it does matter that he's a dual citizenship to pass the natural born citizenship clause of the Constitution to be eligible for president.
I don't think that dual citizenship even goes into it. I think if he actually was adopted by his stepfather in Indonesia, I think that ended his, if he was an American citizen at that point, I think that ended it.
Listen, I guess, okay, stay on the line, Kay.
All right, we got to roll here, Kay.
Okay.
Hold the line and I'll talk to you.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're coming up on the top of the hour, and Mark will be back right after Fox News. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. There's been a run on grocery stores in the Northeast.
It's chaos a little bit.
Getting ready for a nasty snowstorm, a blizzard in some areas.
Everyone I work with is pretty worried. They're all worried about losing power. They're all getting gas for the generators.
New England could get nailed.
When you're dealing with snow totals of a foot, 2 feet, even 3 feet, this is going to certainly cause major problems, and we're going to see the potential for massive power outages.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean also says this will be
very heavy, wet snow. The kind that could really cause problems with people who have health issues, shoveling.
People are being urged to stay off the roads. More than 3,000 flights have been canceled in the Northeast. They keep searching but still can't find the ex-cop turned accused cop killer in California, also blamed for two other murders. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live in Los Angeles.
And Dave, law enforcement has swarmed the resort town of Big Bear and surrounding areas, and that's east of Los Angeles. That's where Chris Dorner's vehicle was found, on a forest road. San Bernardino County Sheriff John McMahon acknowledges it's possible Dorner's not there, and the vehicle and tracks left in the snow were bait or distraction.
There's always that concern, and we're extremely careful, and we're worried about this individual. We're taking every precaution we possibly can.
Sure. Dorner, who says he was unfairly fired from the LAPD and wants vengeance, wrote in a manifesto that he'd use small arms and survivalist skills to hunt police officers and their families, Dave.
Jessica, why did the lights go out at the Super Bowl? Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has the answer live.
Dave, a power relay installed to prevent a power failure was what failed, shutting off half the lights inside the Louisiana Superdome during last Sunday's Super Bowl game. Officials with Entergy, the power company in New Orleans, say the device operated perfectly during January's Sugar Bowl college football game, as well as for other events, and they will be installing a new one. The blackout halted the big game for a little over a half an hour, Dave.
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Prime Minister in Papua New Guinea is condemning what happened in his country Wednesday, something medieval. A mob got hold of a young woman, accused of witchcraft, stripped her, tortured her, tied her up, doused her in gasoline, then burned her alive in the streets. Hundreds watched, some bystanders even took pictures, and so far, no one has been arrested. The Pakistani teenage girl the Taliban tried to kill 4 months ago, out of a British hospital again after more surgery. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen, live in London.
Dave, Malala Yousafzai had her final surgery last weekend, a skull reconstruction operation and a procedure to improve her hearing. And she's now being cleared to continue her recovery at her family's temporary home here. Doctors are optimistic she will make an almost full recovery. The 15-year-old was shot by a Taliban gunman as she travelled home from school. She was targeted after campaigning for girls' education, and Malala says she wants to carry on that campaign. Dave?
Simon, in Philadelphia, police and school officials trying to figure out how a loaded gun got into a 7-year-old boy's backpack yesterday. He quickly told a teacher once he discovered it. A rock star going after the paparazzi in Hawaii.
The Aerosmith frontman and former American Idol judge is fed up with the paparazzi, so he initiated a bill that aims to stop intrusive and harassing paparazzi behavior, at least in Hawaii. The state Senate Judiciary Committee will conduct a hearing today on the bill, which is named after Steven Tyler, who has a house in Maui. But the rocker isn't the only celebrity supporting the proposed bill. Britney Spears, Avril Lavigne, Ozzy Osbourne and his family, Tommy Lee and Neil Diamond have all submitted statements in support of the Steven Tyler Act. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, we're seeing some gains. The Dow's up 50 points. Earlier, it had crossed the 14,000 mark again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yep, as Carl would say, are you one of the good guys or one of the bad guys?
And that comes at the end, sir.
Oh, sorry. Do we still have our caller on or what? No?
No, Kay went on to do real world things and not radio world things.
That's good. Yeah. So anyway, we're just putting right along on this stuff. And, you know, we've got a video coming up here from Fox News about Obama, being challenged as far as, leaks, coming out of the White House. And that's an interesting story. And, you know, that's a possible impeachmentable offense, you know. And we talk about all this stuff, you know, is anything going to happen? I think something is already happening. It doesn't have to be happening in the court system. What's happening is the American people are starting to wake up. Whether it's about our government being overbearing or whether it's about the Republicans and the Democrats, being in collusion, you know, there's a bunch of stuff. Are we ready to go to our, Wells Fargo Minute?
Absolutely. All right. Susan Eastman is joining us now with the Market Minute. Susan?
Good morning. Well, major averages remain in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 48 points at 13,993. The S&P 500 is positive 7 points at 1516. The Nasdaq Composite is up 29 points at 3,194. Some of the day's biggest movers, LinkedIn, up $22.86. $2.86 a share at $146.95. AOL up $2.79, trading at $34.20. Johnson & Johnson positive $0.43 at $75.49. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 2 cents at $16.65. North Valley Bank down 49 cents, trading at $15.36. Bank of Commerce flat to trade at $4.93 per share. For commodities, gold is down a dime at $1,671 per ounce. Silver up 19 cents at 31. Crude oil positive 62 cents, trading at $96 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05. Brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Redding. Give them a call, 243-7561.
Very good. Listen, I wanted to talk about the Department of Homeland Security purchasing 21.6 million rounds of ammunition. Let me see if I get this straight. We're okay with giving arms and automatic weapons to guys in the Muslim Brotherhood in the Middle East. And we're okay with the Department of Homeland Security, that's Homeland Security, I think I'm reading that right, purchasing 21.6 million rounds, but we're not comfortable with the legal, law-abiding American citizens having any way of protecting themselves. is it me or is something wrong here? Just saying. You know, so it's like, why do we need to, why does the Department of Homeland Security need to purchase that much ammunition to add to the 1.6 billion bullets that they've already obtained over the last 10 months alone? And so, which figures, has stoked concerns that the federal agency is preparing for civil unrest. No. We're in recovery, remember? I mean, I guess the fact that it's 24% unemployment by, you know, the figures that if you used 30 or 40 years ago in Shasta County, nationwide, you know, we've got, you know, $85 billion a month being poured into our economy through the Federal Reserve counterfeiting machine. You can't make this stuff up. So why is it that they can counterfeit and I can't? because counterfeiting is stealing? And I would buy up a lot of property in Shasta County, so I think everybody should be very benevolent and just let me counterfeit along with the Fed, and that way we would all, it's all good, man. Do we gotta go to a break, Bob?
Today, this would be a good time to go
Let's
to
do
a
that.
Break.
I need to shut up.
10 minutes after 8 o'clock, if you're on your way to work and you're supposed to be there at 8, you're late. We've got weather right after this and more Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
So Chris, second Tuesday in February is at Mazatlan's.
I'm packed and ready to leave.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
I was looking forward to a vacation in Mexico.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 12th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
I still need a vacation.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Megaliner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Going Places is an auction dinner event by the University Preparatory School Educational Foundation, raising funds to place an iPad in every classroom by the start of the next school year. UPrep, with an academic performance index of 9-10, is reaching higher and wants to partner with the community to maximize the learning potential of every student. Go to myuprep.com to purchase tickets, sponsor tables, and make direct donations, or call 242-0424.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. We'll be back to our guest host, Mark Kent, in just a moment. It is 8:14 on a Friday morning, and taking a quick look at the weather. Showers today, bright sunshine by the afternoon. The high will be 58 degrees, mostly clear tonight, and a low of 33. Sunny skies tomorrow as we get into the weekend, and a high near 60 degrees. Loving it for February. Currently 36 degrees in Reading, and this report, as always, is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards on the way up to Shingletown and on Inwood Drive. If you've not been out to Anselmo's, I really give it a good suggestion. Great food, excellent atmosphere, and fine wine. That's Anselmo Vineyards. Now back to Mark Kent.
Very good. I'm sure glad it's Friday because that means Saturday's tomorrow. And Sovereign Mind Radio, 8 a.m. in the morning. That's a shameless plug. Listen, we're going to go to a video here. This comes from Fox News where they actually report something here. We got Jay talking about possible impeachment over White House leaks.
New fallout from intelligence leaks last summer that revealed national security initiatives, including cyber attacks on Iran and classified details about the hunt for bin Laden. The FBI has reportedly opened a criminal investigation into senior administration officials. And now a well-respected columnist is suggesting that if those leaks are traced back to the Oval Office, it could constitute an impeachable offense. Jay Sekulow is the chief counsel to the American Center for Law and Justice. He joins me now. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm well. So Mark Thiessen has written this column in the Washington Post in which he says that there is a bombshell story going on in Washington right now that not many people are talking about, and that is that the Justice Department and the FBI are investigating these very high-level leaks that came out last summer. How significant is this story?
Well, I think it is significant for two reasons. Number one, you've got a potential leak of what appears to be a leak of national security information regarding this computer virus and our dealings with Israel and Iran in order to implement a stopping or a slowing down of their Iranian program, the uranium program in Iran. So you've got it's a significant issue. And then you have to ask yourself, there's only a few people that would have had this information. And this has had to be highly classified information. And assuming the president did not declassify it, and he made statements last year indicating that he did not, then someone leaked this information, and every one of these senior members of the administration, whether it's in whatever department they might be in, are all required to sign forms and agreements that say they will not release this kind of information, and if they do so, they're subject to criminal prosecution. So there is a very serious story here with serious implications. And I'm glad the media is now starting to at least look at it, but the implications of this are pretty staggering.
And by the way, the leaks that we're talking about are the ones last summer that say that the president personally ordered these cyber attacks on the Iranian nuclear program using a computer virus that was developed with Israel called Stuxnet. This was an incredibly damaging leak because it exposed intelligence sources and methods. So what would the rationale be for someone in the president's inner sanctum to reveal something like this?
Well, first you got to look at the implications of what they've done. I mean, this was a successful program, by the way, and I'm glad that our government's able to do these kind of things. But now you've got to look at the implications. And why would it be leaked? Well, was it leaked because the president wanted to show that, you know, he was supporting and working with Israel to stop Iran? Now that would be, you know, I don't have evidence of that. No one has a direct evidence of that or even indirect evidence at this point. But what it does show is that the administration, which the president is ultimately responsible for, he is the president of the United States. This information got leaked and someone leaked it. And with all high probability, within the president's administration at a senior level. And it's important that the FBI investigate this, but what's more important is that there be cooperation between the FBI and the executive branch here of government, between the president's office and the senior security advisors. Look, some of these folks are being nominated for very high positions right now, with confirmation hearings tomorrow. So if Mr. Brennan was involved in it, and there's no, I don't have evidence of that, no one does other than the people that are highly involved with this investigation, Congress has the right to know. These questions need to be asked. And we have to wonder, who is mining the store here when you've got this kind of information being leaked to the press when it's as high-level security as this and affects and impacts directly our national security? I'll tell you something. This is a huge story with really big implications, and someone needs to come clean and come clean quick here.
Do you think it rises to the level of an impeachable offense if somehow the president himself authorized this leak?
Well, I mean, to reach a high crime and misdemeanor and moral turpitude, that's an awfully high standard. So I'm not going to venture into the whether this would constitute an impeachable offense or not. We don't have the evidence showing that. But I'll tell you what it does show at a minimum, and this is where it's significant. If the President of the United States is running our national security through his offices, which is what happens in these kind of situations, and there is a leak in his administration, he is ultimately accountable, and those individuals that engaged in the leak should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law, and I'm assuming that's what the United States Department of Justice is doing right now with the investigation, looking at all those options. Now, if the president authorized this and we end up with a, you know, Watergate type of scenario, although a far worse situation than Watergate, well, then you've got a serious situation there for the president. We don't have that evidence yet, but I'll tell you something. Someone needs to figure out how this information got out. It's critical for our own national security that this information not be leaked. And I can't imagine the president declassified this, which would be the other defense here. I just don't see that.
All right, we shall see what the FBI comes up with. Jay Sekulow, thanks so much.
We're back. I got to read a quote here. This is from Albert Einstein. The world is a dangerous place to live, not because people who are evil, not because of people who are evil, but because of people who don't do anything about it. That's Albert Einstein. And, you know, we've got the FBI and the Justice Department. Who's running the Justice Department? Last time I checked, wasn't that Eric Holder?
Yeah. Hey, we have, before we take the break here, Mark, we do have, Terry on the line. He has a, comment. He actually says he has something for both of us.
Hi, Terry. Welcome to KCNR.
Hi, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good. How you doing, Terry?
Well, okay. Let's just say that, for the sake of, just looking at this objectively, that, you know, I'm skeptical on everything Mark's talked about. Okay, well, I was on a conference call with several people, and some of the people that have been inside Washington, D.C., and actually have worked inside Washington, D.C. And really and truly, part of this is, let's say that this stuff about the president is true. Everything that he has done, everything that has happened would be null and void. Now, what kind of mess would that throw the United States in? So the Republican philosophy and their strategy was to get Romney in so that Obama just basically would lose and some of this would go away and they try to fix as much as they can. However, that didn't work out. The other thing, just looking at objectively, is I did watch the Sheriff Opio video on his press conference. There are at least 100 reporters there. There are cameras going off. There is all kinds of media there. Everything that was presented by Sheriff Opio totally proves that there has been a crime committed. Now, he doesn't point the finger at anybody, but there has been a crime committed. And so, as Mark has said so well, where is the media? There were 100 reporters. No one knows about that unless they go online to find it. I think that it's getting to a point with all this stuff that's going on with the Obama administration, which is unbelievable. I believe that it has to start coming out like it just has in the mainstream media. And again, I think Mark's point was well taken as far as George Bush. Had this been George Bush or a Republican president, I think that what would be happening now would be far different than what we're getting out of our media. And Bob, you've been kind of quiet. I want to know what you think about all this stuff.
My job here is to push buttons.
Okay, I got it.
There are buttons and then there are buttons, you understand. And keep the advertisers happy. So they pay my salary.
You gotta love it, Bob.
Awesome. But Mark, I'd like to, if you could expound on what would happen, if the president was found to be, in violation, which, I mean, there's certainly a lot of evidence that points to that. There's certainly a lot of evidence that points to not just impeachment, but extreme criminal activity.
Yeah,
what would be the outcome as far as the ramifications of everything that has been passed during his tenure?
I think we need to go to a break, don't we, Bob? And then let me come
back.
That would
be a good time.
Yeah, let's go to a break, and then we'll come back, and then we'll dive into it.
I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you will be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
We love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care. Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown. And Dustin says, I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price. No pressure, and financing was a breeze. A nice experience and very cool place. Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
826 on KCNR, 1460 AM. Now back to our guest host, Mark Kent.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to hear that.
What a great movie.
I love that. The Blues Brothers. You know, it always reminds me every time I think of the Blues Brothers, that, you know, here we are, the media, you know, we talk about all these things and, you know, I feel like I'm in the elevator heading to the top while the SWAT team is outside, you know, rappelling down the building. And I'm in the elevator and I'm listening to the girl from Epony. Dun, 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 dun.
No, 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 no. Carrie Fisher with a rocket launcher. Enough said.
You gotta love it. Yeah, listen, we're back. And we're talking about all things Obama right now. And, you know, you're absolutely right, Terry, that, there's some problems, with the constitutional crisis. If this guy has found that he is, been ineligible to be in the office from day one, then everything he signed, everything he's put into law is now null and void. And that could be a big problem. But here's my theory, and I just thought of this a little while ago. So this could be wrong. Call me crazy. But if Wall Street is controlling the government through the Federal Reserve System and the banking, and they're consolidating power in the government so that they run the show, wouldn't it make sense that the Republicans would not want to revoke all the power base that has been created over the last 4 years, because that's going to be passed on to the next puppet? Well,
yeah, I think that's a valid point. You know, there is a question of whether or not, you know, some people are in the same room together, you know, and I think that might be part of it. But the other thing that we really have to be looking at is just, you know, just objectively, okay,
right.
You know, whether you believe this stuff or you don't believe this stuff, but just objectively, all the things that have happened and the things that are proven to be truth, it's really a matter of if the American people care, because we're finding that a lot of our lawmakers really don't want to follow the Constitution, unfortunately.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and so the other thing is, too, is I think that not only would everything be null and void on a federal level, and Lord knows how many laws that is, anything on a state level, I would imagine, that has any kind of federal ties, that had to do with any ruling from the Obama administration was involved with,
rules and regulations,
would be null and void at the state. Yep. So, you know, again, I think that the Republican strategy, in fact, I virtually heard this, was basically, hey, let's just get him out of there. If we get him out, and we get it, and, you know, and then try to fix this stuff as much as we can. At least that was sort of the face, that was being put on as far as the Republican Party.
That's why I believe it's a face, and I'll tell you why. Because if it wasn't a face, they would be very concerned about the Constitution. But they're not concerned about the Constitution. They're concerned about power, and they're the ones that are wielding it. That's the problem. They don't care about the Constitution because they want to step over the Constitution just as much as Obama does, except on different subjects when they're in power. That's the problem, whether it's Bush and passing the NDAA and the Patriot Act or, you know, whatever it is. So I guess we got to go to a break here. We'll be right back.
And Fox News, bottom of the hour, and then more final half hour of Free Fire Radio on KCNR AM 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Boston's bracing for a blizzard coming to the Northeast.
Mayor Thomas Menino says he wants people to stay off the roads, to stay home today. He has closed down all of the city's schools, and he's also told all non-essential government employees to simply stay home.
Elizabeth Hopkins with Fox 25 in Boston. Snow and strong wind in the forecast from New York City through New England. A search for a suspected triple murderer and former cop centered in Big Bear Valley, California, where his truck was found, and Fox's Dominic DiNatale reports.
We have both the local sheriff's department and the California Highway Patrol manning a series of roads just in case Christopher Dorner tries to take a vehicle and exit that way. The sniffer dogs being sent out again, but also door-to-door searches.
Dorner suspected of killing a police officer, the daughter of a former captain, and her fiancé. Fox News. We report. You decide.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay. And we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit, offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, fifth cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serving brunch on Sunday, featuring fresh ingredients and flavors. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio at 834 brought to you by our good friends down at Cypher Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. They're down there on Athens Avenue. You get a great haircut at a great price and some excellent conversation. And they've got guy magazines. No, no, not that kind, but the good kind. Down there at Cypher Square Barbershop. Check them out. Sponsors of Free Fire Radio. Now, back to Mark Kent.
Can we bring our own magazines?
I expect they would allow that if as appropriate material. You know, Field and Stream, Stereo Review, Guns and Ammo.
Outdoor Life.
Yeah, great stuff. And I don't think you'll find Oprah on the TV. No Dr. Phil.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I'm not doing Oprah.
No. Is she even on the air?
I don't think so.
She is so off my radar. No, you won't be seeing The View.
The View?
What a waste of
Boy. Yeah, that's a good one. Listen, we got Terry back on the line and, still we're talking all things Obama. And, you know, I just want to say this before we go back onto this. I think that this is all great stuff. Everybody's all down about this, but you know something? I think this is one of the greatest times in the history of America. And I'll tell you why. Because we are starting to understand what freedom's about. We are starting to understand that we have a constitution and what it means to have a constitution. We are starting to really get back to our roots and examine the things that our forefathers told us we need to be paying attention to that we've lost in the last 60 years through the educational system. We are starting to understand freedom again, and that's what needs to happen, and that makes it exciting for me. Terry, are you there?
I am. You know, and on all this stuff, just the credibility of the sheriffs that we have, especially here in the North State, You know, and we've worked with 10 different counties and counties now in Oregon. The last sheriff symposium we did was in Josephine County up in Grants Pass for Sheriff Gil Gilbertson. And, you know, as we look at this, these guys are sworn to uphold the Constitution, which brings me back to the birth certificate situation. You know, as we look at that, a sheriff and many sheriffs that are working and many people, I think there's like 4,000 people working on this thing. With the birth certificate, there's a thing called plausible deniability. I mean, Obama didn't sign anything. I mean, he can't help what happened there.
He signed a selective service. That's a problem.
That's what I was going to get to. The selective service form, which was shown to be fraudulent. I mean, there's no question about the fact that it's fraudulent. So, again, where are those 100 reporters? The second thing is that since he was 18 when he signed it, he had to sign a fraudulent document. Therefore, that is a crime for anybody else, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a federal crime. That's actually a felony, and that's a problem. And it also stops a person from holding any elective or any public office, and that's another problem.
So I think that that's the one thing we have to look at. And the other thing is what we have to do is, what are we going to do about this stuff? What can we do here in Redding, California? Well, one thing we can do is get involved. You know, get involved with different groups. Get involved with your sheriff. Get involved with these sheriff symposiums. Get involved with Support Rural America. Get involved with your city council. Get involved with your board of supervisors. We had, I worked for the first time on a couple of campaigns last year, and learned a lot about that. And the guys won. And they're people who are, who have the community's best interest at heart. And I've also heard comments that, gee, is that the best we can do? Well, you know, if you feel that way and you're a businessman that we really haven't got the right elected officials, then maybe get your butt in the game.
That's right.
I'm kind of tired of people, thanking people that do things like, I mean, Carl gets thanked a lot. Well, why don't you do some of the things Carl does? Get involved. Work with the community. You know, do some of the things that people are out there doing. I mean, the more you sit back and don't do anything, the more this situation is going to happen. So we have to come together as communities and get involved. Otherwise, we're going to get what we deserve.
Listen, I just want to spend the whole summer watching reruns of The Deadliest Catch. Okay? Yeah, that's my idea of community
You're a big
service.
Mike Rowe fan there.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, really, guys, get up off the couch, turn off the TV, get in the game. Quit talking about it, but get in the game. And that's the name of the tune.
This radio station, you know, this is. I don't think there's anything like this anywhere, to where we have a couple of people dedicated. And you too, Bob. Both you, Bobs. You know, that are dedicated to bringing the community information about the community, bringing to light things that happen, showing things objectively, and giving both sides of it. I think that's the way reporting should be done, and we're really blessed to have this, and I hope that more and more programs come on. I know that there's good things ahead for this type of media, but basically, guys, what we've done is we've created our own media.
It's true.
Because we understand that the national media.
We need to play that. We need to play the theme from Dragnet. Dun da da dun dun da da. And I just want to say once, just the facts, ma'am.
Well, you know, this is how radio used to be back in my early days. When records were actually records, all that sort of thing.
When actually facts and honesty and integrity and following some kind of moral, guideline, signpost, was actually meant something, and lying was frowned upon and you were ostracized if you didn't tell the truth. Now you get promoted.
Okay, I hate radio silence, so we need to...
See, I love those pregnant pauses.
My instinct, it just makes my instincts jump. Hey, Terry, thanks a lot.
You bet, guys.
All right, thanks for calling in, Terry. We'll talk to you later. Okay, where are we at now?
Right? Oh, about that time.
Oh, there, go for it then.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Carl Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle. And we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid at the David Marr Theater in Reading on February 9th. Adapted from the 2008 Disney Broadway production, this musical features the hit songs Part of Your World, She's in Love, and the Oscar-winning song Under the Sea, all with live music. Have your picture taken with your favorite character after each performance. Tickets may be purchased at the Cascade box office, online at cascadetheater.org, or by calling 243-8877.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And welcome back to KCNR. Just about 8:45, if that's when you got to be at work, better be thinking about it. Checking the weather real quick. Showers today, bright sunshine in the afternoon, high of 58. Mostly clear tonight, low of 33. Sunny skies for your Saturday, a high near 60. Currently 38 degrees as the sun comes up over Reading. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, we're back. Mark Kent here, 1460 KCNR, community radio for the North State. And we're talking about all kinds of stuff here and having a lot of fun this morning. It's Friday. Yahoo, buddy. And it's going to be sunny out there and warm. I like it a lot. So listen, tomorrow on Sovereign Mind Radio, we're going to have Patrick Henry. Give me liberty or give me death. No, the other Patrick Henry, actually Patrick Henry Jones, the city councilman. And we're going to be talking about the Second Amendment and the upcoming dinner for the gun owners of California and probably a bunch of other stuff too. So.
All right. We do have a caller, by the way.
Oh, very good.
Daniel, welcome to KCNR AM 1460. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I like that.
Well, you know, for a long time I was talking about how many days since the last time Harry Reid and the gang of Democrats up here in the Senate have passed a budget. But, you know, that significant day of April the 9th of 2009 is now turned into how many days until 4 years?
Is it like 1,400 days or something now?
Well, now let's just talk about that it's 83 days until 4 years. So, you know, we're talking about a serious dereliction of duty. We're talking about a sitting bunch of senators who expect everybody to follow the laws that they pass, and yet they don't follow the laws that they're supposed to pass that the Constitution says they're supposed to do.
Yeah, the Constitution, it's an outdated document. It's a living document. It's flexible. You don't have to follow it at all.
Well, that's it. But, you know, the other part is we're talking about they want to make federal gun control laws, and they ignore the fact that the 14th Amendment is actually what would cover that, because that's a states' right issue. It's not a federal.
Well, you know, that's why the rule of law is so important, because if you stop following the rule of law, then you're going to start following the rule of a man or a men or an oligarchy, and they can do whatever they want, because if they don't like you this week, cut off your head, take your property. You know, that's the problem. That's why they, you know, signed the Magna Carta on the field of Runnymede back in 1215 AD, because, you know, they told King John, you either sign this document or we're going to cut your head off. But, you know, so there's a lot of force in behind these documents, and you can't give them up easily.
That's it, but we can also remember that the first Monday of February that POTUS is supposed to provide the Congress with his proposal for budget, which didn't happen also.
I totally am with you. These guys need to be just, you know, I'll tell you, what did Jefferson say, that, you know, the tree of liberty needs to be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and the evil guys? I'm paraphrasing.
we're being led by anarchists.
It's true. I don't think we want to shed any blood here, but I think we need to get these guys back, and we need to get these guys out of office, and we need to start electing people who are going to start following the Constitution, and we got to get back to our moral roots, because that's the problem. Everybody's in this for themselves, and we got to start being in it for the country, our children and our grandchildren, and start having some moral civil rules in society.
Well, that's why we need to have a revolution by the pen. People need to get out and vote. You know, this last election we had was the, you know, a sorry excuse for people standing and doing one of their, and I call it a duty more than a right. It's your duty as a citizen to get out and exercise your right to vote. And a very small number of people have done that.
Well, we need to clean out both sides of the aisle there, because the Republicans won't let anybody in that's conservative at the top level. And because that's why I think that the upper hierarchy is in collusion with each other to keep power maintained. And you know, they talk and argue about different issues. You know, the Republicans want more spending into war, and the Democrats want more spending into social programs. But when you look at the real important things like the NDAA, the Patriot Act, the war, the bailouts, they both parties did the exact same thing. So that's the problem. Yep, you're right.
It's the party of the Republicans and the Democrats.
Yep, the Republicrats, as I like to refer to them.
Yep.
All right, Daniel. Hey, thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Hey, before we take our final break here, we do have Jim on line two. Jim, welcome to KCNR 1460. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I just want to let you know that Obama's in office because of the Chicago mob, mafia, operation. Shows you how strong the Chicago mafia is. They were able to get rid of Jimmy Hoffa, and they couldn't find him, so they figured, well, that'd give them a lot of fuel. So they went ahead and took over. But, Alan Keyes is the guy you want to get on the program sometime. He'll tell you exactly what happened to him. They called it, the Republicans called him up to go back to Chicago to run against Obama. And then they got him back there, got him about $1.5 million in debt. And then they pulled out from underneath him because the mob got a hold of him. And they were scared to keep on funding him, and left old Alan Keyes holding the bag for a couple $1 million back there on campaign deals there.
Well, you know something? 4 or 5 years ago, I'd have said, you're crazy. But nowadays, you know, I know we have a criminal government that's not following any of the rules. I'm not sure if it's mob or Wall Street or all the above that's the problem, but there's definitely some criminal activity going on here, and they are not letting any conservatives get into the race at this point. That's why we have to work at the local state levels first. We got to get representatives who will represent the Constitution and our conservative values locally first, and then at the state level, and then we'll get these guys out of power up there. I mean, all the above. Right now we have to start working on ourselves, getting involved, and in the process, because the people that are just out there with the sunshine, rainbows, and lollipops, guess what? life's not going to get better, and we're not in recovery, and it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, and you better start paying attention, and you better get up off the couch and quit watching Oprah and start getting involved in the process.
Yeah, that's right. I'm wondering, I haven't heard anything on the fallout, or has it been long enough yet, about the letters that the sheriff sent back there.
Well, I've got a letter here that I'm going to read on air tomorrow in the morning when we have Patrick Henry Jones on about our sheriff in particular, who wrote a letter. I got a letter here from Sheriff Basenko that was written with regards to the Second Amendment, and it looks like there's more and more and more sheriffs getting on board across the country. That's just the media just happens to overlook this stuff. So I guess we're going to have to go to a break here.
Before you go to break there, when the next time, LaMaffa calls in, they need to ask him about that.
Okay, well, if you could call in and remind me, because between now and then, it will totally slip my mind, Jim, but thanks.
All right, bye.
All right.
Thanks a lot for calling in, Jim. We're going to go to a break now.
And you're listening to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda are on the road. They're taking care of some family matters down in Sacramento. More Free Fire right after this.
Just a small town girl.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Estate Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner at the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
U Prep School is going places. Stanford, Harvard, Pepperdine, and you can help the students get there by participating in an annual fundraising event, We're Going Places, on Saturday, March 9th at the Reading Elks Lodge. Guests will enjoy casino-style gaming, dinner, and dancing to Reading's own Clear Cut. To learn how you can partner with us and to purchase tickets, go to myuprep.com or call 242-0424.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
And that should have been Johnny Cash playing right there, and it wasn't, so we're going to push a button here. You know, it's always good when the computer decides to
freeze.
decides to freeze up on it. There he is. Here, Johnny.
I was going to start singing, but, you know, I forgot my guitar.
Good thing I found the right button there. Anyway, welcome back. Last break on Free Fire Radio here before we hit the top of the hour. Mark, take it away.
Very good, very good. We're back here. Tomorrow we got Patrick Henry Jones on. In a couple of weeks we have Jenny Beth Martin going to be on the show on Saturday. So you guys might want to tune in on Saturday mornings for Sovereign Mind Radio, 8 a.m. 1460. Just a couple of notes here on a couple of big moves. This couple of stories comes from Business Insider, Money Game. Some trader has made a very big move or a very big bet on something bad that will happen in the next 60 days. Like $11 million, somebody has bet on a rally in the VIX. And then also another big trader from Business Insider, a massive bearish bet against banks has traders buzzing. According to Barron's columnist Stephen Sears, someone has made a big bet against the financial EFTs yesterday. They bought 100,000 put options on the EFD, the ETF, the electronic traded funds. Anyway, so there's some big bets going that it looks like the against the banks and the stock market in general here that are coming down the pipe. Just saying. I don't know. I mean, I've been wondering how it's been keeping up as long as it has, but, you know, what can I say? What else have we got going here? Let's see. We're getting close to the end of the show. Let's see. What do we got? A couple minutes here, Bob?
We are at about 2.5 minutes out. So anyway, a little more about Sovereign Minds. Tease me a little more on that.
Sure. Sovereign Mind Radio. We cover a lot of the stuff we've covered today, whether it's Obama or gun control or the politics of audacity. the audacious politic scene right now in the country, local events, things with local stars, celebrities and politicians, that type of thing. And I try to cover the news that nobody else will cover. You know, nobody will touch these birther stories, and I just find it fascinating when there's a lot of stuff at the bottom of the barrel there that is actually totally legitimate and valid. And so that's what I try to do, is cover the stuff that nobody else will cover on Saturdays. So, you know, tune in and, see what we've always got good topics going on here. And
of course, Sovereign Minds, just one of many local programs, KCNR absolutely. AM 1460, where we have 16, I think, at our last count, locally created radio shows. And I'm pretty sure that beats darn near anybody in this part of the country as far as the breadth and variety. We are not just a satellite relay station. We don't take the easy way out. We put that effort into touching our community, offering many various viewpoints, whether it be health and beauty or straight politics. And I think we cover the broad political spectrum here, and there are people who will dismiss this as a bunch of right-wing, gun-toting, what was Obama's term, clinging to our guns and religion and all
Bibles,
that.
In our Bibles, yeah.
But you listen carefully. If you take the time to listen, that's not what you hear on KCNR.
Yeah, we want to thank Carl and Linda I want to thank Carl and Linda for sure for giving me the opportunity to be on the program here and getting involved in the community. And, take it away, Bob. I think we're about there.
We're about there. Hey, Mark, thank you very much. Nicely done as guest host on Free Fire Radio. And Carl and Linda will be back on Tuesday, I do believe. In the meantime, as Carl likes to say, the good guys versus the bad guys, which are you?
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. This storm is the real deal.
Stay off the roads. Stay home.
The mayor of Boston, which could get 3 feet of snow from what's forecast to be a blizzard by late tonight. Connecticut's governor just declaring a state of emergency. Major airlines planning to suspend Northeast service later today. Coastal flooding also a concern from Long Island to Maine.
We've got surge that's going to cause some flooding, especially at high tide, in a lot of the same areas that were hurt by Sandy in October.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. The search continues in at least 3 states and Mexico for the fired Los Angeles cops cop suspected of being on a vendetta killing spree. Fox's Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live in L.A.
Lisa, law enforcement's been searching the mountains east of L.A. in Big Bear in very snowy conditions. It's where Christopher Dorner's burned-out vehicle was found. It's unclear, though, if Dorner's in the area, but it's where police have been focusing their efforts. People are on edge all over Southern California, though. There have been reports of Dorner sightings.